Hi, everyone. Welcome to Wood with Handles, a baseball podcast for fans by fans. This is episode 29 for the week of October 28th. I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh. Probably a short episode today. Not much baseball besides the World Series happening right now. Biggest deal in our sport. We have been through three games now. We are recording this before game four, so you guys will hear this after game four, and obviously we do not know what the outcome of the game is. Last night's game three in St. Louis ended on a, I don't know, quite the interesting play.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest story of the postseason so far. And maybe one for a long time.
Yeah, and this is going to define this World Series and a lot of World Series going forward. And I mean, there's been some, especially in the World Series here, there's been some big, huge, just blown calls in game one.
And two of the biggest blown calls were, I guess, during this series.
Yeah, it's been nuts. Basically, if you haven't seen it, the World Series had not started before our last podcast, so we'll catch you up. What we're talking about, and probably all we'll talk about today, is game one. I'm not sure who the players, the runners were off the top of my head. Ryan, you can correct me in a minute, but basically at second base, Cosma basically never caught the ball, and then they called, I'm not sure who the runner for Boston was. They called him out, though, and he was clear as day.
It was Pedroia, I think, actually.
Yeah. Clear as day, 100%, couldn't have been more safe, and they called him out. Basically, some arguing ensued. Boston management came out, and I mean, it just everyone argued, and they overturned it. And then, obviously, Mike Matheny came out, and he's like, well, I mean, that just never happens. I mean, as anybody who even watched baseball a little bit, like my wife, who, I mean, while she enjoys baseball, is by no means an expert. And she even said, she goes, I've never seen anything like that before. Like, is that common? And I was like, no, they don't ever overturn calls, even if they're wrong. And they overturned it, brought them back out, and basically admitted that they were wrong, that the five other umpires seen that he was safe, and the guy who called it at second was just wrong. And that overturned it, and Boston ended up winning game one.
And the thing about that call that's really weird is that you don't normally see those kind of calls get overturned. There's that general ballpark area rule or unwritten rule, whatever you want to call it, that keeps the runners or the fielders safe. But the biggest thing is that it was actually overturned because John Farrell came out and argued about it. And his comment was, well, if they overturn this, what else are they going to overturn in the rest of the series? You know, this kind of sets a precedent for everything moving forward.
Yeah. And I mean, this whole play, I mean, it completely encompassed kind of the arguments of instant replay versus no instant replay. I mean, both of these calls that we'll get to the next one in a minute, but I mean, this is the to do or to not do instant replay. I mean, we talked about it when they announced there was going to be instant replay, and we were both in favor of it and thinks it's really going to take baseball to the next level. But I mean, part of the joy of baseball is the human error and the umpiring without an instant replay. And I mean, just plain and simple, the human error. I mean, some people are the purists are going to say that's how it should be. Same way the purists say that the National League is the way to go with the pitchers batting and no DH. And people who want, I guess, the new wave of fans are going to say DHs are great because there's a lot of home runs and we don't have to see shitty pitchers bad anymore, and probably the same people are going to argue for instant replay. And while I'm still very much a fan of instant replay, I mean, something like this that makes the game interesting. It makes it a completely different beast, and obviously they needed no instant replay to overturn this. I mean, there was five other umpires.
It shouldn't have been blown in the first case. I don't know how he got that wrong. He was standing right on top of it.
Well, he was looking at the bag. He wasn't looking at Cosma at all. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He was looking at the bag, and Cosmo's foot touched the bag. And then, so his eyes, as he's looking at the bag, what he's seeing is he touched the bag. And then he sees the ball hit the ground. So what he's assuming happened is Cosma touched the bag, and then in the windup to throw the ball, he dropped the ball.
Which, the guy at second,
the guy at second would have still been out.
Yeah.
But that's not at all what happened.
But it's a good step in the right direction that umpires will actually get this right. And they'll come together in such a big game and such a meaningful play that it gives you a little bit of hope for when this replay thing happens, that at least they may not need to use it as much, that they can get this kind of thing right without going to replay.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the thing, that whether there was instant replay or not, there's no need for instant replay. And I mean, it clear as day. I mean, it couldn't have been more obvious that he was safe.
Yeah, I understand they're there in the field and they see things happen in real time. And maybe some of them aren't always in the best position, or maybe not even watching what they're watching something else. But at the same time, that one was pretty obvious that it didn't need it. And they make mistakes. Umpires make mistakes. They make them every game. They make them every day. But that one had to get overturned. If it wouldn't have, that would have been one of the biggest deals you'd ever heard about.
Yeah, and I mean, both these calls are going to go down in baseball history as big deals. I mean, obviously that one they got both of them right. I mean, the next one that we're talking about, basically St. Louis went on to win game two. Wasn't really that big of a deal. I mean, they won it. They split the series in Boston. And now they're back in St. Louis for game three last night. And from my perspective of the game, St. Louis was doing much better at first. We talked about it last week. Jake Peavy was really the key to this series. If Jake Peavy did good, then Boston really had an edge. If he did bad, like he's been doing all postseason, then St. Louis had the edge. And he just did abysmally bad. It was so bad. He gave up two runs in the first inning. He didn't give up any more runs after that, but he just – bad pitching. I mean, Jake Peavy was so good. He was the key to them getting into the – I mean, not getting in, but kind of keeping their first place in the AL East this year. And he's just been so bad in the playoffs. He did terrible. Then they pulled him, but Boston came back, tied it up, and basically go ninth inning. You got a tie game, 4-4. And I don't even know how to explain what happened. I mean, essentially...
Go to MLB.com and watch the video. It's the only
yeah,
way
yeah.
Really
I mean, we posted links on our Facebook and Twitter, basically showing an explanation of what the rule was. But it's a weird rule that's not really ever put into use that much. Middlebrooks had been pitching in, and he was playing third. Middlebrooks obviously does not play a lot anymore because he's kind of terrible. And then I believe it was Yadier Molina was on third.
Yep.
And I'm not sure who was on second for St. Louis.
It was, I have it here, it was Alan Craig.
And I'm not sure who was hitting either. But basically they hit, got a single. They threw out Yadier at first. Alan Craig went from second to third.
Saltalamacchia.
Sure, I can't pronounce his last name. Throws it to third. Middlebrooks misses it and falls on the ground. Craig had slid into third. As he's getting up to run home from the overthrown ball, he trips over Middlebrooks and runs home. They called him, it's the obstruction call.
There was a play at the plate there too, and he had the obstruction call not gone down, he'd have been out.
Yes, he was very, very out. Like they gunned him down. And basically that's how it was won. I mean, I don't know much about this obstruction call, obviously. I mean, we are both big fans of the sport of baseball, but I do not know everything. I know a lot about baseball, but I don't know everything. I've never really heard of this. I know it hasn't really come into a major effect. Really, since I think they're saying like the 80s was the last time there was
a big
call on this. And I mean, it was really weird. It was called right. Nope, the umpires did nothing wrong. It was called instantly. It wasn't a delayed thing. I mean, nobody was really in the wrong. It's just, it was weird to see such a decisive game. I mean, series is tied 1-1 at this point, bottom of the ninth. It just, it was weird that it went down the way that it did. It was almost, it was very almost anticlimactic is the word I'm looking for. Like, it was just weird. It almost was not okay with me, but like, I'm glad everything was done right. And it was a weird situation, but basically St. Louis went on to win the game, and now it was up 2-1 with another game in St. Louis tonight, which in my opinion is a must win for Boston.
Yeah, I think the reason you feel so weird about that call last night is it didn't really give you closure that the game was actually won or lost. It was more one on a technicality type deal, like no one team actually like beat the other team. I guess maybe that's a fair way of saying it, but
absolutely. And I mean, I don't feel like, and I don't think anybody does, but I feel like Middlebrooks didn't do it on purpose.
No, and I mean his legs did come up, but he wasn't trying to impede the runner.
No. I don't think anybody even in St. Louis thinks it was on purpose. It just, that's a rule. It's a written rule.
I have it right here, actually. I want to read it for just a second. I'm going to skip the first few sentences of it because I just want to get down to the bulk of the more important part. And it says, it is entirely up to the judgment of the umpire as to whether a fielder is in the act of fielding a ball. After a fielder has made an attempt to field a ball and missed, he can no longer be in act of fielding the ball. For example, an infielder dives at a ground ball and the ball passes him. He continues to lie on the ground and delays progress of the runner. He has very likely obstructed the runner.
Which is to a T what happened.
Yeah.
He dove.
And it's that very last sentence right there. It's basically, after a fielder has made an attempt to field a ball and missed, he can no longer be in the act of fielding. And the rule says it's unchallengeable. So next year, even had this been, there would have been replay, this would have been unchallengeable because it states right in the rule, it's actually in the very first part of the rule, that it's totally a judgment call. There's nothing that you can argue with about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like I said, I'm not mad that it was called. I mean, I'm actually very glad that it was called. I'm glad that there was no replay needed. And I don't think anybody really argued it. I mean, I can't remember who was on the mound for Boston at the time, but he kind of just walked off the field and like, Farrell came out and I think he more or less wanted an explanation, but I don't even really think he was arguing it. Like you said, I don't think anybody won the game. I think Boston ended up playing a better game as a whole. They started out playing really shitty because PV was doing terrible, but yeah, it was just really weird.
The World Series, so far three games, and the World Series seems like it's been where the LCSs seem like it was dominating by pitching. The World Series really seems like it's been kind of marred by bad fielding and errors and bad throws. It's really weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the one game St. Louis has lost this far, I mean, they were a joke.
Yeah, they really were.
They played so bad game one, so many errors, and I mean, I don't think really that, I mean, they had that one really bad game against the Dodgers, but like, they haven't really played that bad this whole postseason. They just played terrible, and then, I mean, they've been spot on from there forward. And
yeah, I think your kind of analysis of Jake Peavy was spot on. We talked about a little bit last week where he's pitching in game three. Unless going in like it was 1-1, that's a huge swing game. Whoever wins that game gets the momentum, especially because, you know, you go out, you're going to have the chance to go up 2-1 or even 3-0. Essentially, if you go up 3-0, it's kind of all but done. 2-1 even gives you a good feeling because then, you know, you can go back home. So that's a huge game, and he just didn't perform well when he needed to. And it's been kind of that, and it's been that for him during the postseason, which is odd because he really helped Boston when he came in during the trade deadline.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's over. I'm not mad about how anything has went down in the postseason. I mean, I said last week I want Boston to win, but I really didn't believe they had what it takes. And so far they haven't really had what it takes. I mean, they've done good, but not great. And
I mean, really, the only reason they've been in the series was just a couple big hits by David Ortiz, a couple big home runs.
Yeah. And I mean, it is what it is. It happened. It's over. Tonight, I believe Buchholz is pitching for Boston. Could be wrong. I believe they're going to pitch him on short rest, and he's fatigued. But this, in my opinion, is a must-win. Obviously, the series isn't over if they lose tonight, but, I mean, going down 3-1, sure, they're going back to Boston, but...
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's definitely
the Cardinals are too good. We found that out last series. They were up 3-1, and obviously they took it to a game six.
Tonight is actually, I think it's Lester and Wainwright.
Yeah, I think it's Buchholz, but it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. I was one game ahead. You're right.
Yeah, to me, this is an absolute must-win for Boston. Yep. Obviously, it's not over. I'm not saying, like, the Cardinals win the World Series tonight, but it's to me, this is the make or break for Boston. If they can tie it up, we got ourselves a series. This is going to be a real good series going into this final week. I mean, tied at 2 games apiece going back to Boston for the final three, that's huge. That's really huge.
Yeah, tonight is, like you said, it's Buchholz and Lance Lynn. So, I mean, they're going to need a huge performance out of Buchholz. They're going to need him to be as good as he's been all year.
They're calling it fatigue. They're saying he's not hurt, but they're saying he's fatigued.
When you're fatigued, there's something wrong.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so I think we're going to see some Ryan Dempster coming in to relieve. I think you're only going to see four, maybe five innings out of Buchholz tonight.
Granted, at this time of year, everybody's a little fatigued, quote unquote. But I mean, if they're saying he's not injured, if he's just fatigued, there's something wrong.
Oh, absolutely. But
tonight's huge because if Boston loses tonight, granted they're going back home, but then, you know, you don't want, St. Louis is not a team you want to be down 3-2 at all.
3-1.
Yeah, you're right. 3-1.
Yeah.
Because they'll close you out. They'll close you out no matter where they're at. If they're going to be at home, they're going to be away. They're just that good of a ball team. And the last thing you want is for St. Louis to, as confident as good as they are, the one thing you don't want is for them to gain any more confidence than they already have.
Absolutely. I guess that's all I have to say about the series. Giving predictions how this will end, I think St. Louis wins tonight. I think Boston wins the next one, and then I think St. Louis closes it game six.
Yeah, I agree. St. Louis wins tonight, and what is this, game four?
This will be game four. We'll go back to Boston for five.
I'm going to say it's going to be St. Louis in five.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
St. Louis in six.
Yeah, I'm going to say St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis in five.
Yeah, I mean,
or one.
Boston really's got to turn it around. I mean, I said it last series, even though I'm cheering for Boston, because I don't want to like the Cardinals because they got rid of the Dodgers. Boston, in my opinion, was not better than Detroit. They got there by some lucky hits, and their lucky hits aren't coming through.
Yeah, because Detroit far outplayed them. They outpitched them. Yeah. They did everything they had to do. It's just the bullpen got shut out or got blown up, which, it happens. But yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with St. Louis in five.
Yeah, I'm going to say St. Louis in six. Obviously, next week's show, we will have our final podcast of the season. We'll continue doing more shows throughout the summer, but this will be our final regular weekly show coming up this week. It'll probably be a longer one. We will discuss what happens the rest of this week, obviously, assuming St. Louis is going to win the World Series. And we'll talk about some kind of where we see the offseason going and everything going from there. And that will be it for our regular show. Do you have anything to add about the series predictions and or the World Series here?
No, I think I'm just going to let this one play out and we'll see where it goes. But, you know, that's our show for the week. Just like always, find us on Facebook or Twitter. Argue with us, yell at us, tell us you like us, whatever. Just find us on the Internet.
Yeah, wherever you're listening to this, which at this point I believe is only iTunes, I believe this does stream to a couple other websites. But wherever you do listen to this, though, take 10 seconds and like us, thumbs down, whatever you want to do. I mean, if you really dislike our show, if you give us 30 seconds of your time and let us know what you don't like about it, or if you really like our show and let us know what you do like about it so we can keep doing it and keep improving on it.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh. Thanks for listening, everybody.